Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth. See my two front teeth? Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas.
We are celebrating the holidays. And that word, holiday, brings to mind many things. Music, family, traditions, vacations, food, and of course, gifts. Jamie Lamb from Voices of Youth Moab reflects on what she believes is the ultimate Christmas gift, love.
Better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why.
Why?
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Ah, Christmas. What a happy time of love and joy. It's a time for family and friends to gather together and enjoy each other's company. Everyone laughing and having fun in the living room by a warm, cozy fire. Lovers cuddling under a cozy blanket while drinking hot chocolate. The children counting down the days until their hero, Santa Claus, comes to visit.
Mom, I need more toys!
Billy has more toys than me!
Who's Billy?
I don't know, but he has more toys than me!
Meanwhile, their parents are frantically running around a crowded Walmart, hoping to find a Susie Sings Long doll for Sally and the newest Xbox game for Jason. A large flat-screen television is also in their cart, and they whip out the MasterCard at the checkout to pay for it all. These parents are stressed because they know they will have to pay it all off later, but they swipe their cards anyways, because if they don't buy these presents for their children, they'll never understand what Christmas is all about. What Christmas is all about... Most of us know that Christmas is a celebration of Christ's birth. But even though we know that, what Christmas is really about to us is getting stuff. To most adults, it's about spending a lot of money to buy more stuff for their family and friends. For the children, it's about waking up early Christmas morning and tearing open packages containing things to keep them satisfied only through the winter season. If you know the Christian story of Christmas, you know that we give gifts to loved ones in the same way that God gave to mankind the gift of Jesus, and in the same way the three wise men gave gifts to the baby Jesus. But in modern times, we carry out this tradition by buying each other expensive things. But giving gifts doesn't have to be something tangible we can wrap up and stick a bow on. We can give love. Well, that sounds stupid. How do you give someone love? One way is to offer your services to others. Offer to help someone put up their Christmas decorations. Shovel the snow off your neighbor's walkway. Take an old friend out to lunch. Those simple, kind gestures are the best ways to give love. Anyone can give. It doesn't matter if you have money or not. So this Christmas, instead of stressing over the money that you're going to spend to get your loved ones what they want, or stressing over what you're going to get, think about what you can give. Give all you can, and the getting will take care of itself. And this Christmas will really be about giving and receiving the ultimate gift of love. For Voices of Youth Moab, this is Jamie Lamb. Thanks for listening.
Voices of Youth Moab is a documentary project for teens to produce audio pieces related to their community in Moab, Utah. You can find out more on our blog at youthcast.org. Youthcast is the next generation of sound. A glimpse into the magic eight ball of radio's future, and the outlook is good. A project of Generation PRX, which is a website that's all about youth radio. Check it out, generation.prx.org. We'll be back in 2 weeks featuring more stories by talented young producers. I'm Chantel Harley. Thanks for listening.
stay.